robots?
Well, robot bodies. Impressive, right?
Do they all look like kids under those sheets? Do they look like us?
Let's just say they're still works in progress.
And you made them?
You didn't think I was hanging around this island twiddling my thumbs while you were away.
No, but I didn't think you were doing this.
Don't say it like it's a bad thing, Holiday. This has been a labor of love. Or, you know, whatever I imagine that would be like.
So why do you need Cyrus if you've already created this many bots? There must be hundreds.
I harvested the DNA. I grew the biological bodies, just like we did when we made the animals. But that's all these are. Empty shells.
They're missing their brains.
Without the processors and motherboards that make up their intellect and central nervous systems, they might as well be mannequins.
You're giving Cy too much credit. He built a robot once, using the brains from my hoverboard. He could never create anything as intricate as us.
He studied Whittier's blueprints in New Orleans. I have faith that Cyrus can get to work on giving life to our little platoon.
Platoon? Don't you mean community, family?
You really take everything literally, don't you? Community, yeah, of course.
Just making sure we're on the same page.
Always.
The playground is busy this afternoon. That's good, Badger.
It is?
More distractions.
Right, playground distractions.
Okay, Operation Trick Cora and Dora into handing over the necklace is underway. You sure you know the plan?
I think so.
You can't say you think so. You have to say you know so. I spent all night coming up with this plan. Do we need to go back over the details?
I mean, isn't it just you keep Cora and Dora occupied while I grab the necklace?
No, there's a lot more to it. First, I ask them to play Foursquare with me. When they say no, which they will, I...
There they are! Better hurry.
Right, it's showtime. Hi, Cora. Hi, Dora. Hey, do you guys mind if I play Foursquare with you?
Sure, Verdi. Okay, fun.
Oh, wait, did you just say yes?
Excuse me, I'll take that!
What just happened? Bruce Pasternak flew in on a flying skateboard and yanked the necklace right off my neck! Thief, get back here!
Badger, somebody wait, come help. Back! That wasn't the plan, Badger! Slow down! Wait for me!
Listen up, Cyrus. I've got a plan to get the two of us out.
Did you say the two of you?
Yes, and it starts with getting out of the electrocution zone.
It sounds like you're blaming me again.
Who am I supposed to blame?
I don't know. Got a mirror handy?
You think you're so funny.
And you think you're so smart. You...
Ah!
Hey, stop splashing!
What are you doing?
I couldn't take the bickering anymore.
Are you okay, Sci-Fi?
I've never seen that vein on your forehead before. Maybe you'd better drink some of this water collecting at our ankles.
I don't need ankle water. I just need to get away from this tension.
You want to get away from us?
You mean just Casey, right?
I mean both of you. I want nothing to do with either one of you right now. Nothing.
Yeah. So we're kind of stuck in a pit, Sinus.
Yeah, Sci-Fi. Not really anywhere to go.
Listen, I get that there's a lot to figure out here, but right now, what I care about is getting myself and the two people I really, really care about out of this pit before the human-hating robots come back for us.
I mean, you could have just said that.
Would have saved us all a lot of trouble.
I know how awkward this is for you both. Trust me, it's 100 times more awkward for me. I never got over you, Casey.
Sci-Fi.
But something happened while we were on the run with Brinley, and that's not going away either.
Sinus.
So, yeah, it's pretty close to impossible trying to act like nothing's weird between the three of us right now. But please, for the love of physics, can we put this on hold long enough to escape with our lives first?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Wow, that was unexpected. Okay, good. Shh. I think I hear Cam coming back.
Forecast calls for more water.
Could you please watch where you're throwing that? It's freezing cold!
How are we doing down there?
Great, thanks for asking.
Still stuck in a pit, though.
Oh well, this is why bots always beat wit kids.
She's got a point.
I feel so helpless.
You are not helpless. You took on a whole Whittier army. You hijacked Ivan, a super advanced robotic—
Sci-fi, that's it!
What'd I say?
Okay, here's the thing. You, Cyrus, have proven to be a terrible liar.
Okay.
Which means I'm gonna have to make this look kinda real.
Make what look real?
Electro Girl has a plan.
I do. I think. Brinley, I need you to get your feet out of the water for just a second or two. You think you can climb?
I mean, it's me, and I'm super athletic, so yeah.
Great.
And what do I do?
You just stand there and let me electrocute you.
What?
A little. Let me electrocute you a little.
Oh, I get it.
You do get what? What's happening?
You trust me, right?
Of course, but...
Okay, Brinley, climb.
Hang on, what is this?
Okay, I'm clear of the water.
Sorry about this, Sci-Fi. I'll keep the power low.
Wait, what are you doing?
Just a little kiss on the cheek.
Ah!
No.
Casey, what did you do?
I didn't mean to,
Cam, get over here.
What are you both yelling about? Hey, what happened to Cyrus? Why is he lying like that?
Because Casey shocked him.
What?
I didn't mean to. I was just trying to kiss him and...
What is wrong with you?
Good question.
We need help. You have to get Cyrus out of here.
I can't do that.
You have to. How do you think Adam will react when he learns his star scientist / robot builder is fried at the bottom of a pit?
He's not fried.
Humans are the worst.
No, mutants are the worst.
I'm sorry, Cyrus. I'm sorry.
Please, Cam, you have to help him.
Okay, I'm dropping the rope down.
I think I can carry him to the top.
I'll help.
Load him on my shoulder.
Here you go.
Okay,
got it?
I've got him. Okay, let's go, Sci-Fi. What did you eat today? Almost there. We're out. Thank you, Cam.
Now, back in the pit.
Now, for a shocking twist in the story.
Okay.
In the pit.
Pit. The pits are pit. Pit.
Casey, you did it.
I wasn't sure it would work on her. Excellent acting on your part.
Is he okay?
He should be. Cyrus? Cyrus, can you hear me?
That was some kiss. Casey, you did it. You're our secret weapon against the bots.
You really think so? Wow.
Don't worry about me. I'll just... climb the rope myself.
Cora's face was so great. Or was that Dora?
Don't ask me. Here's the necklace with a flash drive.
Thank you, and thanks for coming back here.
I'm sorry for what your family is going through. You don't deserve it.
I believe you. I trust you.
I want to help, but I'm not sure how to do it without alerting Adam and getting Cyrus hurt.
Okay. I have an idea.
You do?
I already told you. I want to go to the island with you. How do we make that happen?
We don't. Neverland's not safe for you, Birdie. It's an artificial island created for robots by robots, filled with hybrid android animals of all kinds. Big cats, apes, elephants. Do you understand?
I understand. I understand that it sounds like the most awesome place on Earth. Wait, do you have robot mermaids? Can you have robot mermaids?
You're not going back with me. You take Whittier's will and—
Actually, I'll take the will. Thanks.
Magnus?
Fun fact, I've been trailing you for the last day and a half. See, I need that will to make sure it doesn't come back to bite Angelica. She's at Whittier Corp right now with the board of directors.
You mean the will on this flash drive? You've got to get it first. Birdie, catch!
Got it.
Hop on Mr. Board, now!
But I don't want to leave you.
Mr. Board, go! Looks like you'll be going back to Angelica empty-handed, Maggie.
Or not!
Hey! Let me out!
Sorry, robot. You're coming with me. The scientists at Whittier Corp are gonna have a field day with you. We're gonna find out what secrets you're hiding. Even if it means taking you apart. Piece by piece.